7/10 of a millisecond after the explosion, and at a distance of 60 miles, the light from the fireball of a single megaton thermonuclear device is 30 times brighter than the midday sun. This little boy has received severe retinal burns from an explosion 27 miles away.
Christianity, despite often being scorned by this organization, is not disliked because it is considered innately bad or necessarily even incorrect. Christianity, like any system of spirituality, can be reflected upon in two different ways: materialistically or transcendentally. The materialistic outlook leads to one of two conclusions: a futile study of its empirical, literal validity, or an embracing of its more immediately pleasing aspects, ultimately leading to an abuse of its more in-depth parts for petty indulgence, such as the familiar delusion of a comfortable alternative to the horrifying truth of our mortality. Though they may differ in their belief that, arbitrarily, the religion is either true or false, they are both essentially the same, as they rely on an interpretation of things in utilitarian, humanistic terms. Both detach all notion of value or truth from the perceivable world, except in what can be experienced by the human being in the most basic and immediate terms. Quite often and unavoidably, all this boils down to is the subjectivity of emotional satisfaction. This applies to the empirical view because it denies symbolic and idealistic significance, and is true of the believing view because it relies upon indulgent motivations. As noted, the realistic alternative to the materialistic view on religion is the transcendent view. It bypasses the subjectivity and short-sightedness inherent to materialism because it understands reality to be a whole in itself, divorced from human concerns, and thus can accept truth to encompass everything that is, including the forces of motivation and the things in the world that one might not actually like.
Run! support the monastery inside the lock room. That is gone. No good. No one will burn. Source to source below. Only we know to join.
They use that. That's how we'll start this fire and then be. That's dead.
Down the lock.
The problem with Christianity, and indeed most religion in the modern age, is that it has lost its transcendent significance, and thus has condemned itself to impotently obsess with and overstate the significance of human trifles, with illusory concepts like moral absolutism. They relate spirituality in incorrectly literal terms, that to those not initiated in the dogma are easily seen to be in contradiction with reality. It might be difficult to understand this as materialism, but it is for the reason that it interprets human life in a setting that is altogether separate from the idea of reality transcending human life individualistically, and thus places emotional, utilitarian desires, chiefly the desire for something less frightening than the prospect of death, above all else. The transcendent view of religion is not meant to be thought of in the same literal way as the materialistic view. Ideas like heaven do not represent actual other realms, but become symbolic of the world as it is beyond human subjectivity. The world transcendent of utility. For millennia or more, the dominant interpretation of religiosity had been the transcendent one, which explains why seemingly barbarous things can be done in the name of spirituality, that to the short-sighted and materialistic appear to be merely cruel, but serve a realistic purpose beyond the pettiness of individual enjoyment. Materialism alone cannot inspire people towards overcoming their personal selves in the pursuit of triumph, heroism, or the accomplishment of a simple but unpalatable task. This is because it is in fact a force contrary to transcendence, that encourages people to, in fact, think of little but themselves.
Thank you.
considering religion in materialistic terms, whether that be for the purpose of critique or belief, is fruitless. It's more useful when examining religion to discuss the values it creates and the effects it has in a transcendent sense, meaning not what individuated significance or beliefs it has, but how it enables people to face reality in its totality. The often misunderstood philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, for instance, did not critique the Christianity of his time for the empirical validity of its assertions, but for what of human character and motivation he could see reflected in the way the belief was used. When questioning corrupt belief sets, this is the only worthwhile way to examine them. They are often reliant on such blind faith that no amount of pointing to material evidence counter to the belief will sway the devotion of its practitioners. When examining the transcendent value of a spirituality, it is incorrect to examine it materialistically. Whether or not a religion can inspire people to do great things is in no way reliant upon the literal material validity of its teachings, but upon the way in which motivations can be identified and related in its symbolism. Christianity has been interpreted both transcendently and materialistically. The fact that it was done in either way is in no way a product of the material facts of its symbolism, but of the motivations that were brought to it by those in whose hands it lay. Selfish, deluded people make selfish, deluded religions. Wise and noble people make their religions wise and noble. It seems likely that any future spirituality that emerges in the West will carry with it some of the symbolism and teachings of Christianity. This is not necessarily a bad thing. It does not mean the new spirituality will be materialistic in the way that most of the Christianity in our age is. It can become something of transcendent significance in the way that Christianity has been in the past. It all depends on the motivations we bring to it. If we are noble in ourselves, it too may become noble.